T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We're working with Mary's Place again. Why? Because we gotta get footwear on them kids that need it. Kicks for kids, because they need new sneakers for the school season. And you know, man, there's nothing better than going in, picking out your own shoes, making you feel good about going to school. And we got about a couple hundred kids that need new sneakers. You can help. Any donation will help. Just go to KISW.com. That's how you can donate for Kicks for Kids.
We want to put new sneakers on. They have 200 kids or around 200 kids that they work with over at Mary's Place. We want to make sure they all have new kicks.
Yeah, got to do it. Boost their confidence. The whole nine yards, man. It's awesome. You can help out. And whatever you can do, any donation does help. Go to KISW.com to donate today.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the jam.
Yeah.
To everybody scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to be. Whack him instead. It's Whack It Wednesday.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Yeah, Whack It Wednesday. That is. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Chris in Auburn. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve. Get out of here. Bye-bye. For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What is the term for cooking meats in order to melt some of the fat out of them?
Marbleizing?
No.
Sauteing?
No.
Grilling?
No. Will.i.am and Britney Spears had the 2013 song titled Scream and What?
Shout?
Yes. MySpace was founded in what early 2000s year?
2002?
No.
2001?
No.
2003?
Yes. In which state does the movie Napoleon Dynamite take place?
Yes.
Ohio?
Yes. No. No, no, no.
Not Ohio. Idaho? That...
Yes. In which year did the U.S. officially become an independent nation?
1776?
Yes. Martin Scorsese directed which Michael Jackson music video?
Thriller?
No.
Bad?
Yes. Halifax is the capital city of which Canadian province?
Pass.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
All right. Well, it's, you know, an average performance.
Yeah, right down the middle. Didn't get to a lot of the questions there, but got some of them correct.
See if that's how that works. See if Steve is below or above.
Right.
And here he comes.
Yeah, here he is. Walking on in here.
Walking on in.
Strutting.
That's right.
Yep. You ready, sir?
Yes.
What is the term for cooking meats in order to melt some of the fat out of them?
Smoke?
No.
Oh. Cooking meats, melt smoke.
Brine it?
No. Steaming?
No. Will I Am and Britney Spears had the 2013 song titled Scream and
Smoke
What?
Smoke it.
No.
Oh, shout.
Yes.
Shout.
MySpace was founded in what early 2000s year?
2001.
No.
2002.
No.
2000.
No.
Ah, damn it.
In which state does the movie Napoleon Dynamite take place?
Is that in Idaho?
Yes.
Good job.
In which year did the U.S. officially become an independent nation?
Which year?
Yeah.
1776?
Yes. Martin Scorsese directed which Michael Jackson music video?
Ooh, bad.
Yes.
Nice.
Halifax is the capital city of which Canadian province?
Nova Scotia.
Yes. Which actor played the role of John Bender in The Breakfast Club?
Ooh, Judge Reinhold.
No.
Oh, crap. Emilio Estevez.
No.
Oh, I can see him, but I can't say
it. Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh. I know
who it is.
He's
going to kill you, man.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen.
No. Which candy slogan was makes mouths
John
happy?
John Cusack.
No.
M&M's.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a tie.
Damn it.
That
was a mess. Yeah. Was that Judd?
Yep.
Judd Nelson.
Judd Nelson was the one because it took you so much time to get there.
Well, a tie is good. No songs for anybody. Thanks for playing, Chris. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
There you go. But next time, Chris wins, so I can get a song. Come on.
Right. A tie is good, but also no songs for anybody.
I know, but you know what? That's fine.
You went the wrong way with the MySpace one. It was 2003.
Come on, Steve.
There's only another year I could have guessed you.
Basically. And then also, what's the term for cooking meats in order to melt some of the fat away?
Vicky, do you know this?
Is it rendering?
It is rendering.
Ooh.
Yeah, you render the fat.
Render the fat. Look at Vicky paying attention to all those Top Chef shows.
Well, and if you watch Fight Club, that's how they made soap. They rendered fat, and then they made it into soap. And I don't know if that's real, but it's what they did in the movie.
Well,
they use meatloaf's fat?
No, they used the fat from, which is funny, but they actually, you know, used human fat to make the soap, and they got it from
liposuction
places. It's one of the grossest scenes ever when they're trying to throw it over the barbed wire, and it gets caught in the barbed wire, and it just covers Ed Norton, and this is pink goo.
Yeah.
It's so nasty.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Chris on tying Steve.
Yeah, that's how it goes, man. You tie Steve, you know, but really beating Steve is how I get my song. So let's get that done. Okay, people. Well, today is what, Fried Chicken Wing Day? Is that what it is? Or Chicken Wing Day?
It's National Chicken Wing Day, yes.
And yesterday, Crocs put up for sale a limited edition of a shoe where they partnered with KFC. This was
fried chicken.
A Croc shoe that had a scent of fried chicken being sold for $60.
You do realize that someone on our show, and it's not the person you would think because the Rev loves his Crocs, but someone on our show was on their website waiting in line trying to buy those shoes.
Yeah, it was not me.
Had to be Danny.
It was.
Yeah.
Bing, bing, bing.
Why did you want Croc fried chicken shoes?
So I could resell them.
Oh.
Yeah. That's really why.
Dude, they're on sale for like hundreds of dollars right now.
I know. Because they're gone. Took 30 minutes. They're gone. You didn't get any, huh, Danny?
No, I was in the queue for like probably 45 minutes. And then it finally was like, nope, you're done.
Have you seen these things, BJ?
They look amazing, actually.
I mean, I don't know. My definition of amazing is different than yours, clearly.
That's,
but well, I'm just saying because they actually look like they had fried chicken on them.
It looks like the top of a bucket because the heel part is the stripes, the red and white stripes of the KFC bucket. And then the top of it is like printed fried chicken on it.
There's a chicken actually on there, like a chicken bone, a chicken drumstick, right?
Right. Yes. Does that come with it?
Yeah. They have little, I don't know what they're called, but they're the little like decorations. The ones like I had on my shoes.
Oh, so they're not edible.
No.
It's like a flare.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's like flare. So you have little chicken wings on your feet.
Yeah, covered in fried chicken print and striped base. These will make your dreams of wearing a bucket of chicken finally come true.
And it looks like everyone kind of took after what Danny was doing. I'm looking on eBay, and they're running from between $100 to $500.
Yeah. Okay.
That they're trying to resell them. So, Danny, I mean, there's still a chance.
And they're called gibbet charms.
Yeah, gibbets.
They have two gibbet charms made to resemble and smell like fried chicken, not for human consumption.
See the smell, man. That's why I can't have them at my house. The cats are just going to be eating my shoes.
That's a good point. I think, you know what, in that case, you should have got them. Just so that you can be pissed.
That's
$60. I wish I knew how many they sold, because what a brilliant move on their part that they, you know, that people would buy them.
Yeah, see, one place has them for $180, another one for $200.
Yeah, this is the kind of world we live in.
That's a tough conversation to have my wife when I come home wearing fried chicken Crocs. And she's like, how much did you spend on those? Because there are times where she's like, you didn't spend that much on that. I'm like, yes, I did, but I earned it, baby.
Yeah.
This one, though, I don't even know if I could say with a straight face that it's my money. I could do what I want.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's the... I mean, it's
It's the gouging mentality. Like, even if, like, if you just wanted a pair, if somebody literally wanted a pair, they probably didn't get any. You know what I mean? Because right. of the
it's all like the ticket scalper losers.
And that's what Danny was
like
doing.
Danny.
He didn't want a pair.
No.
You don't feel badly about that. I feel
not
like that's a, that's, I mean, you're basically saying, you can't have this, I don't want this, and you're going to pay me triple what you want to pay for it. That's
welcome to capitalism.
Yeah, welcome to America, BJ. It's nice to have you.
I think that's why we're in the situation we're in. But Danny, don't ever complain to me. I look at people like that and go, don't ever complain to me about this world being unfair again and capitalism being unfair, because you're just participating in the system.
All because of these chicken crocs.
Wow. It's, yeah, you got to start somewhere with how you think in life. You know, it doesn't matter how big, it's just how do you think in life? And the size doesn't matter. It's like, if you think it's okay to gouge somebody, how can you turn around and get mad at anybody else who gouges just because of the level?
But I've never once been mad about it. I've bought tickets from scalpers before because
I had fried chicken.
Because I wasn't there to get the tickets when they went on sale.
But and don't be mad at anybody. Yeah,
I've never been mad.
It evens out in the end.
I've never been mad because something sold out. I mean, like, damn it. I missed out on it.
But I didn't get it.
I would never be like those stupid people like Danny going on websites and buying these things only to mark it up in price. In fact, I'm like, oh, I bet it'll be available on sale somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay, you guys are going to hate where I'm going to go next. You're not going to like me for this.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. Because again, once you compromise yourself and say, oh, it's okay for this, once you compromise yourself, I'm not saying the person that buys, if you really want to buy something, fine. I don't have a problem. It's the person that sells. Because those idiots that went and bought all the hand sanitizer, we hated them, and it's the same thing. They were trying to make a quick buck.
I more made fun of them because then it all backfired on them.
Well, yes.
I didn't hate anybody. A lot of people hated them for that. Well, that's fine, but if we're talking about the people in this room, I don't think any of us were like those sons of bitches. I hate everybody dead. Like, it just, I don't care.
Well, hand sanitizer was something that the world actually needed. Chicken crocs, don't need.
The world needs chicken crocs.
Okay, see, Danny, whatever. That's where I would say you draw the line, but really, it's your own mores. I mean, you're still gouging somebody. You know what I mean? You just decided, well, it's okay to gouge you for this.
See, I'm not a guy, though, that would ever like want to be like the ticket scalper guy. Or if I see something, like, I'm going to buy a bunch of it and then sell it because I just don't want to deal. Honestly, it's not even about any kind of morals. It's just laziness. I just don't want to go through that. But one time I decided, you know what? I can make a couple quick extra dollars. It was when Justin Timberlake tickets went on sale. And, you know, me being a proud member of the Tennessee Kids, which is a fan club.
Oh, yeah.
We've got early access to purchase tickets, and you can get, so I was like, I bought a pair for my wife, and I'm like, awesome, we got some good seats. And then I realized, I could buy more pairs, like just one more pair.
Yeah,
you get like two pairs. So I was like, screw it, I'll buy another pair, and then I'll put them up on sale, because these tickets are going to sell out like in a heartbeat, and then I'll cover the cost of tickets that we bought and a couple extra dollars. Like, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I do all that, and I'm like, this is awesome. Only to realize that when you buy it fan club, you are the only person that can use those tickets.
Congratulations. They defeated your plan.
Yes, they're smarter than me. And shocking. So now all of a sudden I have four tickets to this Justin Timberlake show. So, I mean, yes, I could bring two other people, and that's what I was probably going to have to do, but I wasn't going to charge. I have no problem selling them to some stranger for an added value.
Of course.
But I wouldn't do that to a friend, so I was going to sell them for face value. But I was like really bummed, and I was like, this is why I don't do these things. It bit me in the ass, and I deserve it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then the happy part was Timberlake canceled the shows, and I got my money back.
Congratulations!
Well, that's the moral of the story.
I learned a lesson for a good 7 or 8 months.
Yeah.
And then finally it all came back.
See, you have such great dumb luck.
That was the greatest dumb luck ever, dude.
You really, really do.
Because I thought, man, oh well.
Someone's looking out for you, that's for sure.
At least in that situation.
Yeah. Well, he is a wealthy and powerful public figure, and he once gave his then-girlfriend a pair of binoculars as a gift.
Better than KFC Crocs. I couldn't get them.
Yeah.
Danny owned them.
Yeah. So binoculars as a gift? All right. You're going to hear from him. He'll give you the logic of all that. Do that at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. On a British podcast, Prince William was asked the worst gift that he ever gave to his then-girlfriend, Kate Middleton.
They're married now, right?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know anymore. I don't know what the latest drama is, if they're divorced or if she's entangled with Will Smith. I have no idea what's going on.
Man, keep up with the royals, buddy. That's the only thing that's important right now in life.
Yeah?
Yeah, the royals, man.
Not my child, yeah. Not my wife.
No!
The royals.
The royals. And, you know, he gave Middleton, he gave her the worst gift ever.
Are you good at buying presents?
I'm average, I'd say. I'm not brilliant. And I think I gave my wife a pair of binoculars once.
Yeah. Why?
She's never there. Now we're talking.
What was you thinking
that? That was early on in the courtship, that was. Tell you what, I think that sealed the deal, really.
Did you wrap them? Point.
Yeah, I wrapped them.
Were they nice binoculars?
They were really nice. I was like, yeah, but these are really amazing. Look how far you can see. And she's like looking at me going, they're binoculars. Like, what's going on? It didn't go well. No, I honestly have no idea why I bought a pair of binoculars.
Well, good pair of binoculars. I mean, if you're going on safari a lot, I mean, that's. I mean, how, I get
yeah,
it,
right? How often is the royal couple going on a safari?
They used to do it a lot.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I don't know. That was a genuine question.
Yeah.
Or maybe you go to the opera. Don't you wear the binoculars with the?
Well, those are a different kind of binoculars. But I remember at least again. I learned everything I know about the royals by watching The Crown. But I mean, I used to know that Queen Elizabeth and I think Philip the Senior there would go when they would go.
Oh, is that what
they go on safari?
Yeah, they'd do.
I only know it was Doctor Who. So basically.
Wow, there you go.
So Queen Elizabeth and Doctor Who would go on safari. At least that's all I know.
Yeah. Whale watching. I know that a lot of people in West Seattle have binoculars.
Oh, yeah,
see.
For the orcas and stuff. The orcas. Yeah.
So if she was a Seattleite, she'd be like, dude, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a pair of binoculars? That way you know how close the whale's getting to you, because I know you're terrified of whales.
I don't, actually, and that's probably why I don't have binoculars. But I noticed we were out there and everyone had binoculars, and my girlfriend was like, we need binoculars. I was like, no, we're good.
Yeah. Why do you go whale watching if you hate whales?
Well, we didn't go whale watching. We were just walking by the water.
You're just living life, bro. Out. Oh, he's living life, man. And the whale just got up in his business. That's a pretty bad gift. I mean, I joke around and go, come on, they're great. No, that, I mean, it's like the washing machine. You know what I mean? It's like anything at all.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So Prince William, I mean, the guy's got a ton of money. He's a royal and yet shared that he gave a pair of binoculars to his now wife, Kate Middleton. How about you? What was the worst gift that you have ever received? Or maybe the worst gift that you ever gave somebody? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What's the worst gift that you've ever received, or the worst gift that you've ever given somebody? Your calls, your texts after STP on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Prince William just shared that the worst gift he'd ever gave Kate Middleton was a pair of binoculars. How about you? What is the worst gift you've ever given somebody, or the worst gift you've received? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Sam and Squim. Sam, you are on The Rock.
What's up, BJ? What's up, Migs?
Yo.
Hey, what's up, Sammy? So, were you the giver or the receiver of a bad gift?
I was the giver.
Oh,
I
congratulations.
I'd been dating my wife, well, it was my girlfriend at the time, for about a month. And so I gave her a dozen roses and a cutting board.
Oh, well, a dozen roses are good.
Some cutting boards are not cheap.
Yeah, but that's
cheap. Well, and she only had like this little 4-inch by 4-inch cutting board at the time, so you couldn't even really classify the thing as a cutting board. Yeah, I caught hell for it for a lot of years.
Yeah, you know, and that, I'll tell you right now, man, I mean, that was a very thoughtful gift. You were aware that there was a piece of equipment that could be improved. You thought, hey, this is great. If it were you, you would have been like, this is awesome. I actually been wanting to get one. But instead, you catch hell.
Right. Well, like I said, we'd only been dating a month. She's lucky she got anything.
Oh, there you go.
Great. Well, there was that, too.
The gift is you. You know, all I want to say, Sam, is she's a very, very lucky woman. She really hit the jackpot.
How about this text? She says, for Christmas, I got my then-wife a ring, and she got me a TV tray. Got to imagine maybe that's part of why it's a then-wife.
No.
And then a...
I don't know, man. I love TV trays. I would have been all over that. Like, I mean, you know.
But opposed to, like, there's a little bit of a disparity there between TV tray and ring.
Dude, I got news for
I'm
you.
I'm with BJ. I love TV trays when I was 9.
Yeah.
Oh, you no. Get, you get ones that are like Star Wars TV trays.
Oh,
like,
you know, yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm a gamer. You can't have enough TV trays around the board game table.
Yeah, because
so.
You don't want to put stuff on the table itself when you've got a board game out there. That's just dangerous.
And
yeah.
Rev, look, wants to put stuff on the table that's meant to be put on the table.
And I have to ask a question. I mean, maybe I'm crazy, but it could be just my generation. Yeah. But don't you think that on average, the girls are going to get the better gifts? If you told it all up, you know, as a guy, you're not supposed to get that expensive stuff. You know, really, it's for her, isn't it?
I thought we were all supposed to be equal. Like,
yeah.
Well,
I'm saying my generation. I mean, I know it's changed, but, you know, my generation, I feel like it's what it was.
I definitely have spent more money on, like, let's just use Christmas, for example. I would definitely put in more money into the purchases, but that's also because right now my wife's not working and I am. So, like, anything she's buying is coming out of my pocket anyway. So I just want, I'm like, yo, just get these couple things. You don't need to go crazy for me. I appreciate it, but, like, why deplete the bank account?
Yeah. See? See, Steve and I are the old school men.
Well,
yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And Vicky, now you know,
that's all I want for Christmas.
You spent more on dudes than they spent on you?
Yeah, I've had a few occasions where that's happened. And I'm the person, like, that is my love language. I love giving people gifts, like, that I really care about. Whether it's something small, like their favorite candy bar, just out of nowhere. Or, you know, hey, you've been eyeing this video game. Here, let me get it for you. Like,
the candy bar is not a gift. That's an expectation.
Excuse me.
Yes. Yeah, come on, Vicky. Let's get this right. Come on. If you want to be, you know, if you want to be buddies with Steve, you got to get it right.
Good thing I don't want to date Steve. So that's
this would make things
awkward on so many levels.
Yeah,
mainly with my wife.
Yeah.
Oh no, the candy bar rule is nothing about dating. This is just knowing Steve. You've got to get candy bars.
Right. Danny gives me a candy bar every morning.
Come on.
Well, yeah, I do. I leave it up to my dad. He gets the fruit snacks.
And you know, that's a good point.
Yeah, her father gets you.
So she's okay.
See, her father would be, you know, he understands you better than anybody.
She's safe by association.
Yeah. You can date my father.
I would love to.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, also would be awkward with my wife, but yes.
This entire conversation, all Steve wants is a candy bar, and apparently he's got to give up the body to multiple people to get it.
It's like a matchmaker. All I want is the damn...
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. And you know what? You don't have to date me. I will let you have it.
And thankfully, on Wednesdays, I get whatchamacallit from Danny. It's whatchamacallit Wednesday.
Oh, very cool. Good job, Danny.
Doesn't flow very well, but all right.
Yes, it does. They both have W's.
Thank you.
All right, touche.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is the worst gift you have ever received or the worst gift you ever gave someone?
Somebody said, my uncle gave me a pet one time for my birthday. I opened up the box, and it was a live squirrel.
Cool.
I didn't know what to do with it, so I released it back in the forest.
Are you serious?
That's like a Cousin Eddie or, you know, type of uncle. Like, just...
Whoa! That's either your mother or father's brother, and they have got to keep that person away from you.
Yeah, that's
stranger danger almost.
What if they got the okay from the mother or the father?
Well, then he's that poor kid just should run. He should run.
He needs to move to the city.
Get out. I mean, who allows that?
City folks just don't.
Here you go, son. Here's a squirrel from Uncle Moron.
You wanted a pet? I got you a pet.
Wow. That uncle should not be around.
I don't know. That
children.
Sounds like the cool uncle, like the uncle that I had that drove around with the mullet and his Pinto blasting sticks.
Yeah, no,
he was the cool one.
It's the thought that counts, uncle.
Listen, do not be put us. Don't put us Sticks fans in the category of squirrel givers. Okay, my friend. Come on now.
Sorry, that's how he lived his life.
I mean, as long as it's not an aggressive squirrel, I would have been pumped to get a squirrel.
Dude, do you know that pretty much, unless they're this guy's aggressive. Domesticated him, they're going for your nuts. That's what they do.
Watch out for your nuts.
The kid opens the box. The squirrel goes, well, it's almost winter, kid. Sorry.
Okay, and this could be we joke about being like Neanderthals, but this is the ultimate Neanderthal gift.
Okay.
One year, my husband got me an iPod Shuffle and then told me, I now don't have an excuse not to go to the gym.
Wow.
Wow, what a D.
Wow.
That's a little much.
Yeah.
You know, again, Vicky talks about
if
love
that's a
language.
Joke and is a real present after that, then that's funny as all hell.
Yeah, you
well,
know.
Maybe not with your, no. Oh. That'd be funny with, like, my friends, not with my significant other. Never mind. Yeah. It's not funny ever.
Yeah, a lot of times, man, I mean, that's a language that guys, I mean, guys have a language of challenge. That's how they grow. Women, on average, not, you know, it's of course, there are exceptions to the rules, but women do not respond well to the challenge. You can't do that. Like, if you gave that to me, I'd be like, mother effer, okay, I'll show you. But it doesn't usually work for women. And so I could see how that would really not go over well at all. Damn. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I have not been very good at giving gifts, but I think the worst one, which I thought was awesome, was the Hobbit slippers that I got my wife for Christmas. They're adorable. They look like little Hobbit feet, and they got the little tufts of fur on top, and I thought it would be fun because she likes to have, you know, extra breakfast, second breakfast, and I thought, oh, you know, because it would be neat, Hobbits like that, and Hobbits are fun, and they go on adventures, so I'll get you some Hobbit feet, and she wore them, I think, once.
What's the adventure in getting a second breakfast?
What? It's just what Hobbits do.
Well, they go on adventures.
Hobbits are into they have second breakfast.
Oh, yes, they have lots of food to eat all the time.
Yeah, they have like 14 meals during a day.
I'm living the wrong life.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, breakfast, second breakfast, 11Zs.
You're not going to pass, though, my friend. You're a little too tall to be a Hobbit.
I can get you the slippers, though, because the wife ain't wearing them anymore.
Well, that's discriminatory.
Sorry, it's how it is.
Dude, it's 2020.
Hey, yeah.
Cancel culture. I'm going to cancel those Hobbits if they don't let me be a Hobbit with them.
And BJ, you just watched Artemis Fowl on Disney+. Josh Gad played the tallest dwarf out there.
I know, and we're still... I don't know if he's a dwarf.
Really?
The jury's still out on whether or not he's pretending to be a dwarf. I have to see more Artemis Fowl in order to know whether or not he really is a dwarf. I mean, it's very possible. Because he could also be a giant like our boy Hagrid. You know what I mean?
Giant dwarf?
Giant
is that
dwarf.
Just a person?
Yeah, I don't know. At that point, you're just a regular guy.
I don't know what's going on.
But here's the thing, Steve. He gets this woman... slippers that show that like look like feet with hair on them.
Yes.
And he doesn't understand why that would not be an attractive look for the average woman.
Fun.
Are they cartoony looking slippers?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I mean, the Hobbit's feet are supposed to look like Hobbit's feet. Now, I've seen slippers that really look like Hobbit's feet.
Yeah, and that's what they are. They're like big. They look like big bare feet with poofy tops
funny.
On. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I think those are cute.
They're adorable.
Again, you're not the recipient because you're a dude. I don't think there are too many women that would dig that.
Can you bring them in for Vicky so that whenever guys hit her up to get feet pictures, she wears them?
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yes, absolutely. I'll bring them in tomorrow.
That's a great idea.
Now we're finally going to put them to use.
Yes.
There's a baby wearing them. That's pretty funny. I have to do a photo shoot with Tatum with them on, too.
Yes. Vicky, if you got those, yay or nay?
Have I got those?
No, if you got them, because Vicky's not your typical gal, so, I mean, I would think you wouldn't hate them so much.
I think they're funny, but they're not the type of slippers I wear, because I always end up squishing them, and I like the ones that don't have the back to them.
Oh.
So that'd be my only problem. Get me ones that don't have a back to them. I'll wear them.
All right, I'll see if I can get you some Hobbits with no backs. That doesn't sound right.
Well, this is a weird transition, but I see your daughter's in the room.
Oh, wonderful. Sarah.
So back in high school, I was super against shaving my legs because I always thought once you shave your legs once, the hair will grow back faster. So I was just never going to shave my legs ever in my life. My friends didn't like that. So for my birthday, my friends got me a pack of disposable razors.
Oh, I like your friends.
Yeah. And so later that night, I put water and shaved with that disposable razor. Dude, there was so much blood. I have never gotten such bad razor burn because they didn't give me the shaving cream with it. So I just did one leg and then left the other leg.
So you're half and half?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude, it was so bad. I was like, I'm not going to do my other leg after this.
You didn't talk to your mom about this?
Well, I mean, later on I did, but dude, it was horrible.
That's actually
so
bad.
Painful.
I can't believe your mom didn't actually give you the leg shave conversation. I feel like that's part of the deal, isn't
she
it?
She didn't. She gave me a lot of tips on other things,
yeah,
but
she
not
did.
The shaving
I know.
Legs.
Yeah, I guess mom wanted to make sure the other departments were okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom. Yeah, but she didn't.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
so
I should have told you because I've been shaving my legs, so I should have told you. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, you're an expert at that.
Yeah, I should have known better. Yeah, sorry.
I like this
failed
text.
Me.
My husband got me an anchor, and I didn't have a boat. He told my friend if I ever come up missing to look underwater, LOL. He then gave it away to someone else a year later without my consent, LOL.
Wow. Okay, that's a very weird relationship.
Whoa.
I'm not sure what to make of it.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack.
He gives you a weird gift and then re-gifts it without your permission.
Yeah.
While also making a murder joke about you.
Yes.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. And I mean, was it?
He could be a fun guy. That could just be his way of joking.
Yeah, sure. He sounds like he's just a wild, funny guy. I don't know, man. We got some weird listeners, don't we?
Well, look at who they listen to.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Weird recognizes weird, BJ.
That's a good point. You're right. Here's a question for you. Why would someone that runs a company take a job to be a dishwasher at a nursing home? Well, actually, it's a really incredible story, and I'll tell you all about it at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.